We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday to you, Brevard County. This is October the 30th. It's hard to believe that October is coming to an end already, but it's very, very close. And praise the Lord for that. I am very thankful for the more moderate temperatures. My electric bill is going down. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful thing. And this is one of my favorite times of the year. I tell people, you know, we can't let this type of, mild temperatures become known, or everybody will want to move to Florida. But praise the Lord. So we do want to start with what we were talking about yesterday. We want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. Our address is 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We are two blocks north of 520, and we are two blocks west of Courtney Parkway. We're right in the heart of the Merritt Park Place area on Brevard County. We're about a block and a half south of Mila Elementary. About two blocks west of Pizza Hut, across from Home Depot. So that's where we are located. We would love to have you join us this weekend. I want to remind you, if you're interested in receiving one of our cards that we have that we distribute to our people to help them be ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ with anyone that they come in contact with, that if you would like that resource, if you'll contact us, we'll be more than glad to send that to you free of charge. If you'd like to make a donation towards our radio program, just make it out to Merritt Assembly of God, mark Refresh on it. If you're interested in being a part of our Thanksgiving outreach, which is coming up in a little bit under a month, if you would take that, well, I guess it's probably four weeks from today, I would guess it would be. If you're interested in being that, it's our goal to be able to bless 100 homes in a low income area around our church, to be able to bless them with a Thanksgiving dinner, complete with the turkey all the way down to the pumpkin pie and the mashed potatoes and the macaroni and cheese and the corn and the green beans and the rolls. And it's just a really impactful ministry that we do. And so if you would be interested in making a contribution to that, you could make the check out to Merritt Assembly of God, mark Thanksgiving on the memo line, and we will make sure that those funds go towards that ministry. So today we want to invite you to this weekend. We will have a special gift for all of our guests this weekend. Sunday night, we're going to be having a service, and right after the service, we're going to be having a chili cook-off, where we'll have small samples of various chilies for people to try, and they can vote and decide which is their favorite chili. And then we will have a prize for the best chili, that is presented that night. And everybody will get to go home and they'll just have had a really wonderful time. So I want to take you in the Word of God. We do want to say, while you're turning to Isaiah, the 40th chapter today, Isaiah 40, we are very thankful for our sponsors. We've got three businesses that are helpful financially to the radio broadcast here. And then we have several individuals that contribute as well. But we still are underfunded, shall we say, as far as the radio program itself. And if you would like to find out about those sponsors, you can get more information for us at the church. But Bill Andriac and Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, they are our longest-term sponsor. Jits Concrete in Cocoa, Florida. And I don't know about you, but I would like to be doing outside work now at this time of year when it's a little bit cooler than I would when it's 95 degrees outside. But these guys do really, really good work. And if you would, if you need some concrete work done, you can call the church and get the number from us there. And then Wyrick Air and Electrical, they've helped us out at the church as well. And so if you need any of those numbers, you can either look them up online, look them up in the phone book, or you can call us and we will get that information to you as well. So today I want to take you to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. It's a very familiar passage of scripture, but I want to go back a little bit in the passage. I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you today, but I want to go back and show you some things that may tend to get overlooked. So I want to begin reading in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse number 27. It says, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And so I want to take you to this passage of scripture today so that you can see that it's been a centuries old problem that people thought that God didn't know what was going on in their life, that he wasn't paying attention to them. In verse number 27, he's talking to his covenant people. He says, "Why do you say that my way is hidden from the Lord and my just claim is passed over by my God?" And so you can see now that for hundreds of years that people have thought that God wasn't paying attention, that they were crying out to him and that he was ignoring them. Or perhaps he was just deaf. Or perhaps he just didn't care. First of all, let me remind you that it says many times in the New Testament that Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw the people like sheep without a shepherd. When he saw the sick and the infirmed, he was moved with compassion. And before Jesus walked upon the earth as the Son of Mary, before then, in John chapter 3, verse number 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So I want you to see that everything that God does, he does for out of compassion and love for you and I. And so I want to remind you today that in the New Testament, it says his eye is on the sparrow. He's watching over the birds. He's making sure that one of them doesn't fall to the ground without him noticing it. How much more valuable are you than a little sparrow? Like I've told you, our mission at Merit Assembly of God is to restore spiritual and relational value wherever we can do that. And there are some people who think that they are that they aren't worth God's attention. I want you to know that God knows exactly where you are and exactly what you are dealing with, what you are facing. Rest assured that your way is not hidden from the Lord. And so God calls them on that claim, And he says, have you not known? And have you not heard? These are his covenant people. And he's telling them, have you forgotten everything that I have done for you? Have you forgotten everything that you were taught by your parents? Have you forgotten everything? Well, in case you have, let me remind you who I am. And he says in verse number 28, I am the everlasting God. He is the God who was before and will be remaining after everything else has done away. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the God who was and is to come. And by the way, I was just preaching here a couple of Wednesdays ago on this particular verse, the God who was and is to come. And most of the time we put a period there, but in Revelation, it says who was and is to come, the Almighty God. The Almighty God. He is all powerful. He is omnipotent. He is sufficient for whatever mountain you are facing. And so God says, have you not known and have you not heard that I am the everlasting God? I am the sovereign Lord. I am the self-existent one. I rule and reign over everything. I rule and reign over time. I rule and reign over governments. I rule and reign over sickness. I rule and reign over death, hell, and the grave. He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And so he says, I am the everlasting God, the Lord. And it goes on and says, the creator of the ends of the earth. There are places that I have not been, places I will never be. But there is not a place that God has not already been. There is not a place where he is not already there. And just as people found in the scriptures that when they got to a place, God had already prepared something for them there. I want you to know that God is the one who created everything. You are never going to find a place where the laws of creation are exempt because the creator rules and reigns there. But I want to focus on this. And it says this, he neither faints nor is weary. God never gets tired. He never gets fatigued. He never says, you know what? I'd better take a vacation. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. I talked the other day in a broadcast about Ahab, whatever day that was. And, you know, when Elijah came and returned from his exile and challenged the prophets on Mount Carmel, it said, well, maybe if you shout louder, maybe he's busy. And what he actually says there in the Hebrew was something along, well, maybe he's in the restroom and you know, he just can't come. You know, I want you to know that God never takes his eye. He never takes a vacation day from his responsibility. He is always watching. He is never growing faint. He is never growing weary. He is sufficient for the task. And it says his understanding is unsearchable. That means that God's wisdom is superior to anybody else's wisdom. You are never going to find a flaw in the wisdom of God. You may find a flaw in the wisdom of Bob. You may find flaws in representatives of Jesus Christ, but you are never going to find a flaw with him. In fact, you know, that was one of the things that they said when they tried Jesus is, I find no fault in this man. I don't find any reason to condemn him. And so I'm very thankful that God not only is aware of what I'm going through, he understands what I'm going through. When I was a young man, I would have been probably 19 or 20 years old. And I worked in a factory, and it was a very messy job. There was a person, and I was telling them about God, and he said, "Well, when I get to heaven, I'm just going to explain to God how it was down here. He's going to let me in. Even though I reject Jesus as my Savior, I'm going to explain to him how life really was down here on earth. And, you know, I was like, do you not understand that God is fully aware of what the conditions are like down here? But he has sent us the Holy Spirit because he does not want us to be like orphans. Instead, he wants us to have a comforter that is where that is there with us. And the reality is that when we do stand before God, that people who have rejected him, that they are going to be removed from his presence. But before that happens, they will bow their knee. They will confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And the angels cry out, God, you are righteous and true in all your judgments. And so his understanding is unsearchable. But it doesn't stop there. God is not just in the process, or his way of doing things is not just heaping things to himself. But in verse number 29, it begins to talk about the giving nature of God. He gives power to the weak. And as we've been talking about growing stronger in the Lord, I want you to understand that he empowers people who are weak. He wants to make you and I strong. And it says, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. And so today, you might not have the physical DNA to be able to impress people with your strength. But if you have a vibrant relationship with the living God, you can understand that when Paul said was told, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You can understand that he gives power to the strength, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. And then verse number 30 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. And I want to contrast what it talks about there with young people with what it says about God. In verse number 28, it says, the creator of the ends of the earth neither faints nor is weary. And here in verse 30, he says, even the young people faint and grow weary. There's going to be a time where they just are not physically capable of doing any more than they've gone on to do. And so God is not like anybody that you have ever dealt with. And as far as the ability to grow weary, God does not grow weary. God does not faint in strength. He is the Almighty God, and he has such a resource of strength that he imparts it to those who have no strength of their own. It says in verse number 30, and the young men shall utterly fall, but so here we have the reality of what takes place in a community, that the young men fall and faint and grow weary. But verse 31 contrasts that and says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And so today I may be speaking to some people that you were very powerfully used by God in times past. And what happens a lot of times is people end up getting wounded. They end up getting disappointed or discouraged, and they just give up on everything that they were doing. And if that is you today, if I'm talking to someone and you used to be a vessel that God used, and right now you're not doing that, not right now you feel very weak and very vulnerable, I want to tell you that God wants to renew your strength. He wants to rejuvenate you. He wants to renew your strength. And it says that the way that happens is for those who wait on the Lord. And before I talk about that, let me take you to Psalm 42, Psalm 42, and here the psalmist says, As the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, oh my God. Oh God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. Look at this. For I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. And so what it's talking about there is that the psalmist here used to be one that led the journey to the house of God. And now it says repeatedly in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Waiting upon the Lord is not like sitting in the waiting room in the doctor's office. Waiting on the Lord is not sitting there and just scrolling through, you know, Facebook or your smartphone news things, or just occupying yourself until your number is called. Waiting upon the Lord says, I am here in the presence of God, and whatever he desires for me to do, I'm going to do that. Jesus, when he was in John chapter 4, he his physical body was fatigued. He was resting at the well in Samaria at Sychar, and the disciples had gone to get food. And when they came back, he had been rejuvenated, and he said, my meat is to do the will of the one who sent me. That's what happens when we wait upon the Lord, when we say, God, whatever you want me to do, that is what I'm going to do. And as we adopt that mindset, where we say, God, you are the Lord, and I'm here, I'm your child, but I'm here to serve you, not out of a religious obligation, but out of the great compassion and appreciation I have for what you did to forgive me of my sins. I'm here to serve you in whatever capacity you desire. There are some people that say, oh, I can't do that. That's beneath me. Had a person that recently that didn't have a job because they couldn't find one that was worth who they were. And let me tell you, when I've not had money, I wasn't afraid to do janitorial work. I wasn't afraid to dig ditches. I wasn't afraid to go and sell things at the flea market. I was going to do whatever it was. And so whatever God asks you to do, don't be like Naaman the leper, who said, man, I'm not going to go and dip in the Jordan River. The rivers that I have in Assyria are better than this. And people have to come and say, but if he told you to do something great, wouldn't you do that? Well, now that he's told you to do something that seems trivial, why don't you go ahead and do that? You might as well give it a shot. None of those other rivers washed away your leprosy. And Naaman obeyed, and his leprosy was cleansed. And so I want to encourage you, if God tells you to do something, do it. Whether it seems menial, whether it seems beneath you, whatever it might be, I want to encourage you, because what's going to happen is you are waiting on the Lord. God's going to renew your strength. And if you and I will serve with excellence, God promises that we are not going to serve in obscurity, that we will serve before kings and those in authority. It says that not only shall they renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. One of the great things I love about eagles is eagles are not grounded by storms. Eagles will rise above the storm. They will be able to set their face like a flint. They will rise above the clouds, rise above the rain, rise above the wind, rise above the lightning, and they will soar on top of the storm. And what would ground others, what would send others looking for shelter, the eagle will use the great strength that God has created that bird with, and they will rise above the fray. And so I want to encourage you today, do not let the devil depress or discourage you. Do not remain grounded, but instead soar above the storms like the eagles. It says, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. in Isaiah chapter 41, I'm just sitting here looking at my Bible, and it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish." And so I just want to encourage you today. God does not want you weary. He does not want you fainting. He wants to renew your strength. And so I encourage you today. We've talked about strengthening yourself in the Word on several occasions, but I want you to know that it's not just the study of the Word. You need to get into your prayer chamber, wherever that might be. If it's your living room, if it's your bedroom, you need to get into the presence of God, not just whenever the church is open. Get into the presence of God at home and say, "God, I want to wait in your presence." And you will find that you are growing stronger, and things that used to fatigue you, that one of the scriptures says, if you have been wearied running with men, how will you ever run with horses and chariots? God wants to strengthen you beyond our understanding and beyond our preconceived limitations. God wants to empower you to be victorious. One of the things that I love, it says, God always leads his people in triumphal procession. That means that if I will wait in his presence, wait on his timing, wait on his provision, that God is going to lead me victoriously. And so there is no substitution for studying the Word of God, and there's no substitution for waiting in his presence. And I want to encourage you, it's not an either or, it's a both and. Someone once said that if you have the Word, but you do not have the presence, you will have legalism. If you have the presence, but you don't have the Word, you will have fanaticism. But if you have the Word and you have the presence of God, what you are going to have is you are going to have supernatural strength like you have never known before. God, I just pray for those right now who are listening to this broadcast. Lord, some may feel like they have been neglected by you and that you're not paying attention. God, I want you to remind them today. Take these words that I've said, remind them that you are the everlasting God. You are the one who was and is to come, the Almighty God. You never faint. You never grow weary. You understand what they're going through, and you want them to wait in your presence. And as they do, you are going to give them strength that will transform them like they've never experienced before. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."